Our second reading continues our sermon series on the book of Ephesians. This has been the preaching text for the last 7 weeks. Today's reading is from chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Paul writes, "Finally, draw your strength from Christ and from the strength of that mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand firm against the tactics of the devil. Our battle ultimately is not against human forces, but against the sovereignties and powers, the rulers of the world of darkness, and the evil spirit of the heavenly realms. You must put on the armor of God if you are to resist on the evil day, and, having done everything you can, to hold your ground. Stand fast then, with truth as the belt around your waist, justice as your breastplate, and zeal to spread the good news of peace as your footgear. In all circumstances, hold faith up before you as your shield. It will help you extinguish the fiery darts of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation and carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Always pray in the Spirit, with all your powers and petitions, with all your prayers and petitions. Pray constantly and attentively for all God's holy people. Pray also for me, that God will open my mouth and put words on my lips, that I may boldly make known the mystery of the good news, that mystery for which I am ambassador in chains. Pray that I may have courage to proclaim it as I ought." The Word of God. Thanks be to God. We're strong in faith with the belt of Christ, stand sharing peace with a vest of grace, standing firm with a shield of faith. We're strong in Christ. Get my setup here a little bit. Week 7 of Ephesians. We've been on a journey with Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. It begins with the assurance and actually the revealing of the mystery of what God is up to in the world, to reconcile the world. And that reconciliation began, God has been at work all along, but with the revealing and the coming of Christ and his compassion and grace, we know that we have been saved by grace through faith. So we have that assurance. So God has a plan to reconcile. We're already part of that reconciliation because we've been reconciled with God. And as such, then we have a calling. We have a calling to tell others about that and be part of that work out in the world. God has saved us. We are God's children. No one can ever take that away. Living lives, showing love and mercy. Even in our weakness, we can say, we're strong in Christ with a belt of truth, sharing peace with a vest of grace, standing firm with a shield of faith. We're strong in Christ. Paul continues his letter saying, yes, we're called to do that. And it makes a difference how then we live our lives, how we treat others, how we treat our neighbors, and also how we treat each other. As we begin the laboratory of living as Christians amongst the body of Christ, practicing forgiveness and compassion and support and encouragement. And then in the other areas of our life, including our familial relationships, our friendships, all that we do then becomes a reflection, or not, of the grace that God has given us. living lives filled with the Spirit, learning, teaching, studying God's Word, reaching out, helping our neighbor, serving our Savior, Jesus the Lord. We're strong in Christ with a belt of truth, sharing grace, sharing peace, with a vest of grace, standing firm with a shield of faith. We're strong in Christ. So today's reading is finally put on the full armor of God. Now, why does Paul have to tell the folks in Ephesus, the Christians there, to put on armor? Well, there's a reason why the life is that the whole world, where everyone in the world is not being kind or living lives of compassion or grace. Certainly, they are to be found everywhere. But as Paul points out, he calls them sovereignties and powers of the world. It's larger than any one of us. Sometimes we use the word systems, but there's things that are happening that we as Christians, well, as humans, get caught up in. Certainly, folks in recovery know that there's stuff that grabs a hold of them and traps them and takes them away from life. There's also folks that are addicted to gambling, know how that can take over lives. Or folks that are so easy to hit that Amazon buy button, and the next thing you know, you're under a world of debt. It seems like individual failings, but there's also systems that just seem to suck us in and trap us and work against living lives of compassion, living lives of love, living lives of service to others, living lives of forgiveness. This wonderful economic system that we have that really is excellent at kind of calling forth productivity and providing us with products and services also has a side to it that can say your value is only what you can contribute to the marketplace. And that can be oppressive and demeaning. Not to mention all the racism and the prejudices and the bigotries. A good example is mob rule. You know, it's just like good people all of a sudden get caught up in a wave of fear and a wave of excitement. And they're doing things that in their right minds, in their free minds, in their truest self, they wouldn't be doing. That's the flavor of these systems, of these principalities and powers of this world. They're bigger than any one of us, and yet we get sucked in and we get trapped. And our lives become smaller, and we become part of what the ruler of the darkness is doing as opposed to what God wants to do in the world. So Paul says, put on the full armor of God. Put on the belt of truth. Always be on the lookout not to be caught up in falsehoods and lies. I'm wondering, is what I'm part of and what I'm believing in, is it true? And then to put on the breastplate, I called it the vest in the song, the vest of grace, and the translation also justice, the sense of God has been gracious to us. God has been just to us. God is compassionate to us. We are called then to have that be the kind of cover our heart and keep our heart soft, keep our heart loving, keep our heart compassionate when everything against us says fight back and get defensive. We say no, our heart is protected. And then putting on the helmet of salvation, it's a wonderful idea, image. That our minds can go sideways. Our minds can betray us. Our minds can have us put trust in something that isn't God. And that helmet of salvation says, another word for salvation is wholeness. It reminds us that God has declared us whole. God has declared us holy. as children of God, we don't have to question that. We don't have to wonder about our self-esteem. In God's eyes, we are whole and complete. We are called to think clearly, to think about loving neighbor and loving God. And then the shield of faith. What are you going to put your trust in? Is it going to be money? Is it going to be your own strength? Is it going to be your smarts and everything that you've learned? Is it going to be your popularity? Your ability to persuade people? All of these things, in and of themselves, are not bad. But boy, if that's what we rely on, we have nothing really to guard us from what's going on. Paul says, use the shield of faith. Trust in God. And no matter what comes, you won't be dissuaded. No matter what comes, you can stand firm. And you can not only just stand, but also run and be in action and movement, ready to share the good news with others. Then the last piece is this sword, called it the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I mean, we think of swords, we think of that which can attack and kill. The sword of the Spirit is a sword that gives life. It cuts through and releases chains. It cuts through walls. It breaks down barriers. It's the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God. The Word that, when we open ourselves up to, transforms, gets our thinking right, gets our heart solid, reminds us of what is true, and gives us an action to go and share with others. I've been hinting at this song. Now I'm going to sing it for you. Let me get the right pick here. We're strong in Christ with a belt of truth, sharing peace with a vest of grace, standing firm with a shield of faith. We're strong in Christ. God has saved us, we are God's children. No one can ever take that away. Living life, showing love and mercy, even in our weakness, we can say. We're strong in Christ, with a belt of truth, sharing peace, with a vest of grace, standing firm, with a shield of faith. We're strong in Christ. Living lives filled with the Spirit, learning, teaching, studying God's Word, reaching out, helping our neighbor, serving our Savior, Jesus the Lord. We're strong in Christ, with a belt of truth, sharing peace, with a vest of grace, standing firm, with a shield of faith. We're strong in Christ. We are strong in Christ. And when the world, well, in the first reading, we heard about Joshua, when as they had come into the land, and he was asking the people, there's all this stuff going on that's going to suck you into things that are not of God. Who are you going to trust? And Joshua's answer is, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Those Christians in Ephesus, surrounded by worshipers of Artemis, the goddess of fertility, pressured by all those that were making lots of money from selling those old statues. There's all kinds of reasons to just give up, because life would be easier. They were so outnumbered. And to them, Paul says, stand strong. Be strong in Christ. Put on that armor of God that reminds you who you are and empowers you. So also, today, here in this world, when there's a spirit of hopelessness or apathy, or is it worth it? We get to put on the armor of God to live lives of courage, compassion, so that others might come to life. We're strong in Christ. Amen.